We're going to start today. If you have a Bible and you want to open it to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13.
Gloria a Dios. Cuando lo tenga, hermano, puede indicarlo con un amén. Gloria a Dios. Véngase de pie, hermanos. Vamos a glorificar el nombre del Señor. ¿Cuántos son salvos, hermanos? El Señor nos ha salvado. El Señor nos ha hecho libres, amén. Nos ha salvado para gloria de su nombre. Y vamos a alabar al Señor. Vamos a glorificar al Señor por quién es Él y por lo que Él ha hecho por nosotros, amén.
Today we're going to glorify God. We're going to give Him thanks for what He's done for us. Amen.
Dice la palabra del Señor en el verso 13. Mas no quiero, hermanos, que ignoréis acerca de los que duermen, para que no os entristezcáis como los otros que no tienen esperanza. 14. Porque si creemos que Jesús murió y resucitó, así también traerá Dios con Él a todos los que durmieron en Jesús. Verso 15, por lo cual os decimos esto por palabra del Señor, que nosotros que vivimos, que habremos quedado hasta la venida del Señor, no precederemos a los que durmieron, porque el Señor mismo, con aclamación, con voz de arcángel y con trompeta de Dios, descenderá del cielo y los muertos en Cristo resucitarán primero. Luego nosotros los que vivimos, 17, luego nosotros los que vivimos, los que hayamos quedado juntamente con ellos, seremos arrebatados en las nubes. Dice, seremos arrebatados en las nubes para recibir al Señor en el aire. Y así estaremos siempre con el Señor. Por tanto, consolaos los unos a los otros con estas palabras. Aleluya, y estaremos con el Señor siempre. Aleluya. Gloria al nombre del Señor. Estaremos para siempre con el Señor. Aleluya.
We shall ever be with the Lord. Amen.
Siempre, hermanos. Imagínense en este mundo, hermano.
Imagine in this world, my brothers.
Como creyentes.
As believers.
El Señor ha estado con nosotros en las buenas y en las malas.
The Lord, He's been with us through the good times and the bad ones.
Él ha sido nuestro Dios de subida y de bajada.
He has been our God when we've been going up and when we've been going down.
Cuando vamos por luz,
when we're walking in the light,
y cuando vamos a oscuras,
and when we're walking in the darkness.
Cuando escuchamos y cuando no escuchamos, Él ha sido nuestro Dios.
He has been our God when we listen and when we don't listen.
Hay días cuando no podemos escuchar la voz de Dios.
I know there's days when it seems that we can't hear the voice of God.
Pero sabemos que Él está ahí.
But yet we still know that He's there.
Él nos hace saber que Él está ahí.
He lets us know He's still there.
Amén.
Amen.
Y estamos en este mundo.
And we're in this world.
Estamos aquí.
We're here.
Y no nos ha dejado.
And He hasn't left us.
¿Cuánto más, hermano, y la esperanza que tenemos en Cristo?
Now the hope that we have in Jesus Christ.
Que vamos a estar para siempre con Él en el rapto de la iglesia.
It tells us that we're going to be forever with Him when the rapture of the church comes.
Aleluya, y puede ser en esta noche.
And it could be tonight.
Puede ser en la madrugada.
It could be in the middle of the night.
Puede ser cuando usted esté glorificando a Dios en esta misma noche.
It could be as we're worshiping God tonight.
Puede ser cuando usted esté diciendo aleluya.
It could be when you're saying hallelujah.
Cuando usted esté diciendo gloria a Dios.
Might be when you're saying glory to God.
Aleluya. Y esa esperanza está viva en nosotros.
That's the living hope that we have.
Su espíritu está en nosotros.
His spirit is in us.
Y nos hace saber que Él está aquí.
And He lets us know that He is here.
Él nos trajo hasta aquí.
He brought us here.
Y este año, hermano.
And this year, brothers.
Que está comenzando.
That we're beginning now.
Vienen cosas, hermano. Hay situaciones en cada uno.
I know there are things that will come to each one of us.
Pero grandes cosas el Señor ha hecho por nosotros.
But God has done great things for us.
Y Él hará grandes cosas por nosotros también.
And He will continue to do great things.
Porque Él sigue siendo Dios.
Because He's still God.
Él sigue estando en el trono.
He's still on the throne.
Cristo vive.
He lives.
Cristo vive. Aleluya.
He lives. Amen.
Jesús es Rey. Jesús es el Señor.
Jesus is the Lord.
Jesucristo es el Señor.
Jesus is
Jesucristo
the Lord.
Jesucristo es Rey.
He is King.
Él es el Salvador.
And He is the Savior.
Él es el Redentor.
The Redeemer.
Jesucristo es nuestro Salvador.
Jesus is our Savior.
Él es nuestro Sanador.
He is the Healer.
A Él sea la gloria.
To Him be the glory.
A Él sea la alabanza.
To Him be the praise.
Él es digno. Aleluya. Él es nuestra justicia.
He is our righteousness.
Él es nuestra paz con Dios.
He is our peace with God.
Él es nuestro mediador.
He is the mediator. Yes.
Él es la sangre rociada por nosotros.
He is the precious blood that was shed for us.
Él es el sacrificio.
Yes.
He is the sacrifice.
Él es nuestro bautizador.
He is our baptizer. Jesus.
Él es nuestra esperanza.
He is our hope.
Yes. Yes.
Nuestra única esperanza.
He is the only hope.
Aleluya, Padre, gracias, Señor.
Father, we give you thanks.
Te adoramos. Te bendecimos, Señor, por quien eres tú. Por tu obra perfecta del Calvario, Señor, que nos ha salvado. Nos has hecho limpios para ti, Señor, para gloria de tu nombre. En el nombre de Jesús, Padre, venimos delante de ti, oh Dios, dándote gloria y honra, Señor. Dándote a ti la alabanza, Señor. Porque tú lo mereces, tú eres Dios. Tú no has cambiado, tú sigues siendo el mismo. Nuestra salvación, nuestra justicia. A ti sea la gloria y la alabanza, oh Dios. Bendecido es tu nombre, exaltado es, Señor. Santo es tu nombre, oh Dios de gloria. Gracias, Dios. Gracias, Señor, por todo lo que tú has hecho. Gracias por todo lo que tú vas a hacer, Señor. Permite, Señor, que esta noche, Señor, tu presencia, Señor, tu gracia, fluya, Señor, en este lugar, Señor, sobre todos y cada uno, Padre. Cubre, Señor, a cada uno, Señor, con tu gracia. Llena con tu Santo Espíritu nuestras vidas, Señor, en el nombre bendito de Jesús, Padre. Para gloria tuya, Señor, haz esta noche, Señor, inolvidable, Señor, para todos y cada uno, Dios. Que tu gloria, Señor, sea vista, Señor, en medio de nosotros, Señor. Que tu presencia sea palpable, Señor. Tu gracia y tu misericordia, Señor, sea con nosotros, oh Dios. A ti sea la alabanza y sea el honor, oh Dios. Gracias, Padre bendito. Gracias, Jesús. Alabe al Señor, aleluya. Qué bueno es Dios, aleluya. Él es bueno. Alabe a Dios, Él es bueno, aleluya. Aleluya. Vamos a cantarle al Señor una alabanza al Señor, hermanos. Vamos a permitir que el hermano Matías vaya entrando en calor. Aleluya. Él es el más pequeño ahorita aquí entre nosotros. Aleluya. Y le damos gracias a Dios por tener a Matías con nosotros.
Hallelujah.
¿Hay alguien contento, hermanos, en el Señor?
Yes.
Tome su lugar, hermanos. Si hay alguien que está agradecido con el Señor, lo puede hacer.
Gloria a Dios. Take your seats, amen. And now if there's somebody that has something to be thankful about, we're going to give you the time for that now.
Gloria a Dios. Amén. Gracias al Señor.
Sister Connie.
I'm thankful that I'm here. And I was able to be here for this morning.
Gloria a Dios.
Thank the Lord because I have not been doing really good, but I'm still trusting in the Lord. And for whatever reason that God's allowing me to go through this, He knows it all.
Yes, yes.
But my faith is growing, and He's stretching my faith, I'll tell you.
Gloria a Dios.
Testing my faith more than ever, and one of the things that I'm seeing as I'm going through this, that I'm going through it.
Amen.
I'm going through it. It's like you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, but you're going through it.
Yes.
Well, that's the way I see myself. I'm going through it. The flames are there. The fiery darts are there. The enemy's there.
Yes.
But it's a walk of faith, and that's what the Lord is showing me. Where is your faith?
Amen.
Where is your faith?
Gloria
a Jesus. Is it anchored in what you claim and you tell everybody? You're out there telling the people that you know the message of the cross. You're living the message of the cross. Okay, this is going to prove it.
Amen.
Your walk is going to prove it.
Yes.
To see how much, really, where's the fruit? Yes. Where's the fruit of what you're testifying about?
Hallelujah.
And so,
thank you, Jesus.
This is something that the Lord is showing me. Amen. I just keep thanking the Lord because He's stripping me of every dependency of this world, bringing me closer and closer. That
thank you.
Until we come to the end of self, we get so tired of self.
Yes.
That we know that everything comes from the grace of God.
Yes.
And we're living by grace day by day.
Amen.
That it's everything that I do
grace.
By the grace of
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. It's His grace that I get up breathing in the morning. It's His grace that I'm walking.
Yes.
It's His grace that I'm able to do what I'm doing. I said, Lord,
yes.
I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
And
Hallelujah.
I just thank you tonight that I'm able to be here.
Gracias, so, Jesús. Yes. Alguien más, hermanos.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hoy es mi cumpleaños.
Gloria a Dios.
Y yo estoy contenta de poder festejar mi cumpleaños aquí.
Gloria a Cristo, bendito Jesús. Bendito Dios. Gloria a Cristo, amén. Aleluya. Yes, brother.
I just want to share too, I've been really knocked out lately for last month. My ankle got re-injured and I was like on crutches for 3 weeks and then I got a really severe cold. But I just want to say is like I learned so much while I was in bed.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that when you're born, most people use their right hand to do everything. And that's like the arm of flesh, the right arm of flesh. But when we start using our left hand, like even in basketball, you learn to cross over and use your left hand for layup. Then that's walking in the spirit. You start activating the spirit more and more. And just like in basketball, when you use your left hand more and more, it gets easier and easier to get in the presence of God. You start walking by the flesh, by the spirit, you won't feel the lust of the flesh.
Hallelujah.
And I also learned that God wants our whole heart.
Mm-hmm.
If we can give Him our whole heart, then He has everything. He doesn't want our money. He doesn't want, well, He wants even our time. Like, but the most thing He wants is our heart. And if we give Him our whole heart, that's why it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. If we can just love it and surrender our heart to Him, then we'll start walking in the Spirit.
Yes,
and we'll
Jesus.
Start using our left hand. We'll start walking in faith. Even Brother Lauren Larson shared about how his right hand was cut off because of construction, and he had to start using his left hand. Now his left hand is better than his right.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Bible, it talks about the work of the flesh, Ishmael.
Mm-hmm.
He had to be put away because Isaac needed the son of promise needed to go forth. And what happens is the devil tries to put forth the work of the flesh, but God has our promise. He has our Isaac waiting for us. We just
Gloria
have to
Dios.
Keep putting
yes.
our trust in Him.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
And then using and operating in the Spirit, and then we're going to have life and life more abundantly.
Hallelujah. So thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. ¿Alguien más, hermanos?
Porque esa noche el Señor se manifestó de una manera grande en cada uno de los doctores, de los enfermeros que estuvieron participando en la cesárea. Porque cuando nació el bebé todos daban gracias al Señor y lo alzaban para arriba y decían, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Entonces, yo le doy gracias a Dios porque solamente Él puede hacer eso en
sí.
la vida de nosotros.
Amén.
Con esa fe que siempre hemos tenido en el Señor, ¿verdad? Y con ese gran milagro de la vida de Matías. Es un gran milagro para mí sí. lo que el Señor ha hecho en la vida del niño. Porque a pesar de que él está bien, está saludable, pero necesitaba un médico, necesita que lo vea un médico. Hubo mucha trampa del enemigo, mucha traba con los papeles y el medical y todo. Pero le doy gracias al Señor porque el día de ayer fuimos a la clínica y ya nos dieron cita para el lunes.
Gloria
y yo sé que es paciencia la que el Señor quiere de nosotros.
Gloria
y nos
a Dios. Amén. Gloria a Dios.
Estoy agradecida con el Señor por ese milagro.
Amén. Gloria a Cristo. Hermano Juan.
Gracias al Señor, amén, por cada uno de ustedes, por estar aquí gozándonos en el Señor. Teníamos siempre la expectativa de estar aquí y que traer al niño para, siempre he dicho que es testimonio, que todo lo que el Señor nos da es por gracia. Y
sí.
es para alabar y glorificar su nombre, para ver
Eso.
lo grande que Él es en nosotros, porque no hay nada bueno en nosotros. Pero ese es un testimonio de lo bueno que Dios puede hacer.
Sí.
Una persona que está derechito al infierno, pero el Señor la rescata y saca algo nuevo. Entonces, para Él
sí.
sea la gloria y la honra. Y gracias a
Amén.
Todos ustedes por sus oraciones, por su ayuda, por cualquier detalle que hayan tenido para con nosotros.
Aleluya.
Que nos bendiga y
Thank you,
para Jesus. Adelante en este nuevo año.
Amén. Aleluya. Sister, you have a song?
It's called More Precious Than Silver.
Yes.
It talks about the Lord being more precious than silver and gold, and nothing compares to Him.
Amen.
So, Yolisa is going to help me sing.
Yes.
If you can.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Gracias, Señor.
Diamonds.
Thank you.
Hermanos, Señor.
bendice la cruz del Calvario, Señor. Tu poder es mayor que toda enfermedad. Tú haces nuevas todas las cosas, Señor. Para ti, Señor, no es imposible crear órganos nuevos, Señor. Te pido, Señor, crea órganos nuevos, Señor. Sus riñones sean sanados, Señor, por tu poder y tu gracia bendita, Señor. En el nombre de Jesús, Señor, toca el vientre, Señor mío, en el nombre de Jesús, Señor. Trae sanidad, Señor. Todo azote, Señor, en el nombre de Jesús. Toda malignidad, tomamos autoridad en el nombre de Jesús. Oh, hay libertad en Cristo. Hay libertad en Jesús. Tú destruyes, Señor, por tu poder. Hacer, Señor. Gracias, Cristo. Gracias, Jesús. Aleluya. Aleluya, tu nombre, Señor. Gracias, Señor, porque tú has vencido, Señor, en la cruz del Calvario, Señor. No hay nada, Señor, imposible para ti, Señor. En el nombre de Jesús, Padre, bendice, Señor, tu palabra, Señor, en cada corazón, Señor. Pido, Señor, habla al corazón, Señor, de todos y cada uno, Señor, de los que estamos aquí, Señor. En el nombre bendito de Jesús.
Aleluya. Gracias, Dios. Gracias, bendito Jesús.
Dios los bendiga, hermanos.
Gracias, Cristo.
God bless you, brothers. Good evening. Amen.
Gracias, Jesús.
You know, God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Dios es bueno.
Así es. Aleluya.
Dios sigue haciendo cosas buenas en el corazón de cada uno de nosotros. Amen. Y le damos gracias al Señor por ello.
Aleluya.
Si tiene su Biblia, vaya buscando Segunda de Pedro. If you have your Bible, please start looking for 2 Peter, chapter 1. We're going to read a few verses from there. Vamos a leer unos cuantos versículos de este pasaje. Amen. 2 Peter, amen. The Lord put this in my heart about 2 weeks ago. Somebody at church was reading out of this passage. The topic, the theme was something completely different, but the Lord dropped this in my heart. And I believe that the Lord has something for us. Amen. Dios puso esto en mi corazón hace un par de semanas. Un predicador en la iglesia estuvo leyendo este pasaje. El tema era algo completamente distinto a esto. Pero Dios puso esta palabra en mi corazón. Amén.
Gloria a Dios.
Vamos a titular este pequeño tiempo, esta pequeña predicación, cuando el mensaje no funciona. Amén. We're going to title this little preaching tonight, When the Message Doesn't Work. Amen. And I hope that with this, if you find yourself in that position when you say, this isn't working, I hope that this can give you the encouragement that your soul needs, that your spirit needs. Amen.
Gracias.
Y espero que si usted se encuentra o se ha encontrado, tal vez se encontrará en una situación, en una posición donde dirá, esto no funciona. Espero que esto le traiga el ánimo que su alma y su espíritu necesita durante esos tiempos. Amén.
Gloria.
Palabra del Señor dice, en 2 de Pedro, capítulo 1. The Word of God says in 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 1, says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. He says, Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and virtue. Verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity or love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence and make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yeah, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Amen. We're going to pray, amen, and we're going to go through this as the Lord has given me for you tonight. Amen.
Glory.
Father, I thank you tonight for the opportunity to be here, God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that you allow us, Father, to gather, to worship you, to gather, to study, and to hear your word, God. I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will minister unto each and every one of us here tonight, God. For there will come times in our lives, Lord, where the defeat will be so constant, Lord, When the defeat will be so obvious, God, that we may question, we may doubt, or we may come to say this doesn't work. Father, I pray that you will stir the hearts up in remembrance of what you've done for us, Lord. Stir us up today, Father. Encourage our souls. Remind us, Father, of what you've done for us, O Lord. Put it in remembrance, O Lord. Make it ever be so present in us, the power that is in the cross, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Gracias, Señor. El apóstol Pedro comienza en este capítulo, en esta carta, diciendo, esta carta es para los que han alcanzado por la justicia de nuestro Dios y Salvador una fe igualmente preciosa que la nuestra. Amén. En inglés esto lee un poco diferente y me tomó varias veces leerlo para entender la manera en que está escrita. Pero está diciendo, esto es para los que tenemos la misma fe. Esto es para los que hemos alcanzado la fe, la misma fe. Amén. Él está ahí cortando la diferencia entre el judío y el griego. Amén. Entre el que se supone que Dios siempre ha hablado únicamente para ellos y con los que no conocían de Dios. Él está cortando esa separación diciendo, esto es para todos los que hemos alcanzado la misma fe. The apostle begins by writing and saying, this is for all those that have obtained like precious faith. All of us that have the same kind of faith. He's breaking the division. He's breaking away with the separation of a Jew and a Gentile. He is going away with the separation that God speaks to some people and he doesn't speak to other people. Amen. He's saying this is for all that have the same kind of faith. Our faith is alike. And this is for you. Amen. He says we have reached this faith through the righteousness of God. Luego dice, lo hemos alcanzado por la justicia de nuestro Dios y Salvador Jesucristo. Amén. Note cómo el hecho, el tema de la justicia, siempre viene pegado con el tema de Jesucristo y su obra de salvación. Amén. Notice how the word righteousness, the theme of righteousness, is always attached to the saving work of Jesus Christ. Amén. And you and I know in more detail what that saving work was. His shedding of his blood on the cross of Calvary. Amen. That is how we have obtained righteousness unto God. Amen. The theme of the cross is embedded, is in every single passage in this scripture. Amen. It is always there. The theme of the cross is embedded in the Bible. Amen. All throughout. He says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Gloria. Grace and peace can be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dice en el versículo 2, gracia y paz os sean multiplicadas. Amen. En el conocimiento de Dios. Ahora, esto es importante. Necesitamos algo de Dios, amén, y el requisito es conocer a Dios. Amén. Él quiere darnos más de su gracia y Él quiere darnos de su paz, pero Él nos llama a conocerlo. Encontramos gracia y paz cuando lo conocemos a Él. We find grace and peace for our life as we get to know Him, amén. As we get to know what Jesus has done for us. As we get to know the plan of God for each one of us. Amen. He says, according as his divine power, he has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Amen. Dice, Él nos ha dado todas las cosas que pertenecen a la vida y a la piedad. When I read this, I saw, man, everything I need, he has it for me. Yes. If I need it, God has it for me.
Amen.
Todo lo que necesito, Dios lo tiene para mí. Amén.
Yes.
Todo lo que en mi vida yo necesito, lo encuentro en Dios. Amén. Lo que necesito en cada aspecto de mi vida, lo encuentro en Dios. En el conocer a Dios, encuentro todo lo que yo necesito para mi vida. Amén.
Amén.
I find everything that I need for every aspect of my life in knowing God. If you get to know Him, you will have everything that you need for every aspect of your life, and you will lack nothing. Amen?
Amen. Yes.
Because even when you have nothing, if you know Him, you know that you have got everything that you need.
Amen.
In Him.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You Lord. Can be content even when you have got no material possessions, even when everything is going against you, but you know Him, there is grace and peace because you know Him. Amen?
Amen. Yes.
Hay gracia y paz porque lo conocemos a Él. Amen.
Sí.
Aun cuando todo va mal, hay gracia y paz
sí.
porque lo conocemos a Él. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
To know Him is the best and the greatest thing that you could ever do. To know Jesus Christ as the Savior of your soul.
Yes.
Because let me tell you, in case you forgot or in case you didn't know, you need a Savior.
Amen.
I need a Savior.
Yes.
Because sin runs through every drop of my blood.
See.
The guilt and the stain and the curse of sin is upon the life of every single human being.
Yes.
And we need a Savior.
Amen.
Necesitamos un Salvador, mis hermanos.
Amen.
Por si no sabía o si se le olvidó, la mancha y la maldición del pecado corre por cada gota de nuestras venas.
Así es.
Y necesitamos un Salvador. Y el conocerlo como Salvador es lo mejor que podemos hacer. Amen.
Aleluya.
That's
Amen.
The best thing that you can do with your life. To dedicate your life to getting to know Him.
Yes.
El dedicar nuestra vida a conocerlo a Él es lo mejor que podemos hacer.
Amen.
To know Him.
Yes.
Young man, young lady, I know there are ambitions. I know there are goals for your life, for your career path, for your job, for wherever things are coming in your future. I know those things are there. And it's good to have goals. It's good to have ambitions for your life. But the best thing that you could ever do is to get to know who Jesus Christ is and what He has done for you.
Yes.
Because if you get to know Him, you will have everything that you need for your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Si lo conoces a Él, tendrás todo lo que necesitas para tu vida.
Amen.
Más que las ambiciones de tu carrera, más que las metas que hay en tu vida. Conocerlo a Él es lo mejor
yes,
que podemos
Lord.
Hacer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It'll be the best decision
Amen.
That you could ever do.
Así es.
If in your life you need it, He's got it.
Yes.
But then He says not only things pertaining to life, but also godliness.
Yes.
Your spiritual life. If you need it, God's got it.
Yes.
What do you need in your spiritual life?
Mm-hmm.
Freedom? Victory?
Yes.
Power? He's got it.
Yes.
Amen. You've been looking in the wrong place for something that He's told you He has for you.
Amen.
You've looked in prayer. You've looked in meetings. You've looked in ministries. You've looked all over the place. For something that only He has.
Yes.
All things pertaining to godliness, your
yes.
spiritual life, all things pertaining your ministry,
Hallelujah.
He's
Amen.
Got it.
Yes.
Your ministry needs it. God's got it.
Yes.
He has it.
Amen.
Ask Him.
Amen.
Ask Him.
Amen.
Believe Him. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
He goes on to say, whereby we are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. La naturaleza divina.
Sí.
In that word alone right there, the divine nature, you find the meat. You find the real aspects of what the message of the cross is all about.
Yes.
You find there in the divine nature more than just terminology, more than just quoting the same scriptures that say the word cross. In the fact of living, partaking in the divine nature, that's where you find whether you get it or you don't.
Amen.
En el hecho de la naturaleza divina, en el estar siendo partícipes de la naturaleza divina, es donde vamos a darnos cuenta si en verdad entendemos o no. Amén. Lo que es el mensaje de la cruz.
Yes.
Porque es aquí donde está la carne, donde está lo de a de veras del mensaje de la cruz.
Yes.
Donde ya no es nomás terminología, ya no es nomás las mismas citas que dicen la palabra cruz. Pero es aquí el hecho de lo puedes vivir o no.
Amén.
It is here where it comes, where you run out of you know, all the things that you can pare it back. This is all about whether you live it or you don't.
Amen.
Are you partaking of the divine nature? Amen. What in the world is the divine nature?
Amen.
Gloria. The very essence of God.
Amen.
See, the Bible says that you and I have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Dice la Escritura que hemos escapado. Él nos ha llamado y hemos escapado la corrupción que hay en el mundo.
Sí.
Él nos ha sacado del poderío de la naturaleza de pecado.
Amen.
See, he has taken you out of the power of the domain of the sin nature that once ruled and controlled your life.
Amen.
That you had no choice and you had no say. You were dominated by sin.
Yes.
It came out naturally because that's what you and I were.
Yeah.
Sinners, dominated by the power of sin.
Yes.
What pulled you to do the wrong thing was the power of sin that was ruling in your life.
Yes, yes.
And it's a lie when people say, I can quit whenever I want to. No, you can't. Because you're dominated by sin. It's not a fact of just waking up and deciding I won't do this anymore, because we're not strong enough to do such a thing. El poder del pecado que nos regía y nos dominaba va más allá de nosotros simplemente decir, ya no voy a hacer esto, y se acabó. Porque no tenemos el poder suficiente para decir no al pecado, para darnos vuelta y caminar a otro lado. De nosotros no está ese poder. Y dice la Escritura que a través de Él hemos escapado ese poder.
Aleluya.
Hemos sido hechos libres de ese poder, aleluya, del poder de la naturaleza de pecado.
Amen.
Y ahora somos partícipes de la naturaleza divina.
Uh-huh.
Una vida totalmente opuesta a la vida dominada por el pecado.
Amén.
The divine nature, it is a life that is completely different than the life that was completely dominated by sin.
Amen.
If you're a professing Christian and there's not been a change in your life, my friend, you're not living the abundant life that Jesus Christ died and paid for you to have.
Amen. Yes.
There is more.
Amen.
Hay más.
Sí.
Si no estamos mirando el cambio en nuestra vida, no estamos siendo partícipes de la naturaleza divina.
Amén.
De ese proceso de santificación que nos está cambiando día a día.
Amén.
La esencia de Dios en nuestra vida, siendo reflejada a través de nosotros.
Yes, Lord.
Si no está pasando eso, no estamos siendo partícipes, no estamos entendiendo lo que el mensaje de la cruz debe producir en la vida y en el corazón de las personas.
Amén.
I don't know about you, but I've heard it many times. The message doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. Yo no sé usted, pero yo he escuchado varias veces de varias personas, ministros aún, que dicen, hermano, el mensaje no funciona para mí. Estoy fallando y derrotado. Lo prediqué, lo miro, lo entiendo, pero no funciona para mí. I see it, I understand it, I know where to find it, I preached it, but it's not working for me. I am being defeated. I am not living the life that I should. But we hear it many, many times. The message doesn't work. Let me tell you, it's not the message that doesn't work. It's you and I that don't work.
Yes.
The message is not broken. You and I are broken.
Yes.
No es el mensaje el que no funciona. Somos usted y yo los que no funcionamos.
Así es.
The ones that need fixing is you and I.
Amen.
Not the message, but you and I.
Hallelujah.
He has everything that you need.
Yes.
For every aspect of your life.
Hallelujah.
And your spiritual life.
Sí, Señor.
He has it.
Gloria a Jesús.
He goes on to say, he says, we have escaped. And then he says, you have to give, verse 5. Look at verse 5. El verso 5. Mira como dice el verso 5. Giving all diligence. Dando. ¿Dónde está?
Poniendo
toda diligencia. Giving diligence. Taking it serious. This is something that you and I have got to take very serious. Have got to put discipline into. We got to be diligent about this. This is something important.
Amen.
Esto es algo importante, a lo que hay que darle la importancia que merece, la disciplina que merece.
Amen.
Tener diligencia por esto mismo. Add to your faith. We have to add to our faith.
Yes.
Dice, añadid a vuestra fe.
Amen.
Hay algo que necesitamos añadir a nuestra fe.
Amén.
Ah, caray. Como que eso suena medio anti-mensaje de la cruz. Wait a minute, add to your faith. It kind of sounds anti-message of the cross.
Nah.
No. This is where we got to be careful and where we got to open our eyes to see this.
Yes.
The faith that you started with, that was good to get you started.
Mm-hmm.
That was enough to get you entrance into the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
But God wants you to grow. God wants your faith to grow.
Yes.
God wants to add things to your faith that you need in your life. Dios quiere añadir cosas a nuestra fe, cosas que necesitamos en nuestra vida. La fe con la que comenzamos fue suficiente para comenzar,
yes,
para entrar y tener acceso a Dios. Pero esa fe debe de crecer.
Amen.
As we go on with our life, that faith has got to grow. And he says you need to be diligent about this.
Yes.
That you add to your faith virtue, power,
amen,
energy, encouragement. Mm-hmm. Que le agreguemos virtud,
mm-hmm,
energía, poder, fuerza. El Espíritu Santo, lo que sale de ser, de tener una vida llena del Espíritu Santo, virtud en nuestra vida, virtue. And then he says, and to virtue, you gotta add knowledge. You can't just have all that power in you and not know what it's for,
yeah,
and not know what it does,
amen,
and not know where it comes from.
Hallelujah.
Knowledge,
yes,
is very important.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and it's not talking about an intellectual knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be the smartest person in the world and not understand a single thing that the Bible is talking about.
Así es.
What he's saying is not a knowledge that you memorize scriptures, that you are very good with theology. But this is talking, and this is my personal opinion, this is talking of a knowledge that you have experienced. Esto se refiere a un conocimiento que se experimenta. To get to know him. To get to experience him. I know he can do this. Because he's done it for me. I know he does this. Because he's done it in my life. I know he can forgive you. Because he forgave me. I know he paid for your sins,
yes,
because he paid for mine.
Yes.
A knowledge that you've experienced. Not just something that you know in your mind, but something that you believe, something that you've experienced in your life.
Amen.
He says, to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience. You know, very hard to be a patient person, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Temperance, it speaks of self-control.
Amen.
Something important, something basic of the message of the cross is deny yourself. Denying yourself has got, it sounds so simple, but yet is probably the most difficult thing that there is.
Yes.
To deny what you want.
Yes.
To deny yourself, who you are. Because who you and I are is not good enough, and it doesn't cut it in the things of God. But He's made us a new creation, a new man, a new woman, a new life in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Deny yourself to have temperance, amen. Mm-hmm. Patience, to believe when nothing happens.
Amen.
That's where faith is tested the greatest. Sí. La paciencia. Creer cuando nada pasa. Mm-hmm. Cuando nada sucede. Y creerle al Señor. Ni siquiera creer en medio de la tormenta, porque en la tormenta estás viendo lo que está pasando en la tormenta, pero cuando no pasa nada,
yes,
la fe es probada aún más. Mm-hmm. See, it's one thing, you know, you have patience, you're believing through the storm, I mean, you're seeing things falling down left and right, but to believe when absolutely nothing is happening,
yes,
your faith is tested. Our faith is tested. To be still is very hard.
Hallelujah.
For a lot of people, being still and waiting on God is very difficult. Let me tell you, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. Hmm. When it comes even to the things of God, just because you can, you have the ability to do so, it doesn't mean that you should.
Amen.
Be patient for what God has.
Amen.
Have patience because God's plan is always better.
Yes.
Have temperance, self-control.
Amen.
Know what His will is for you. Mm-hmm. Be diligent in seeking God. Have patience. Amen. He says then He says this. Oh, technology don't fail me now. There we go. He says, for patience we have to add godliness. See, godliness, it talks of your daily walk with God. Your sanctification process. Mm-hmm. The fact that He's changing you from who you are to what He wants you to be. And there needs to be that change in you. Mm-hmm. If that change is not happening, you need to take a hard look at your life and your faith.
Same.
God has good things for you.
Amen.
Don't stop experiencing the things that God has for you because of your unbelief. No deje que la duda lo haga que usted deje de experimentar las cosas que Dios tiene para usted, porque Él tiene mucho más para usted. Mm-hmm. You see, we start a new year, new doors are being opened, doors are being closed, mm-hmm. new vision is being given, but we need to believe Him for those things. And these things need to be added to our faith if we're going to make it.
Amen.
If we're not having these things, it's going to be hard. Mm-hmm. See, to godliness, when God is changing you, you will have brotherly kindness. You will love your brother and your sister.
Yes.
You will see others as if they were your own family. You will care for others. Then He says, and to brotherly kindness, charity, love. These things are to be added to your faith. This has to be a fruit that is happening in your life. Esto debe ser un fruto que está sucediendo en nuestra vida. Mm-hmm. Verso 8 dice, porque si estas cosas están en vosotros y abundan, no os dejarán estar ociosos ni sin fruto en cuanto al conocimiento de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Mm-hmm. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge. See how important it is, the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God doesn't want for your life to be useless. Mm-hmm. Dios no quiere que su vida cristiana sea sin uso, inútil.
Amén.
Él quiere primordialmente que usted lo conozca.
Sí.
Que no sea ocioso y sin fruto.
Amén.
En conocer al Señor.
Yes.
Y luego en el ministerio que Él nos ha llamado a hacer, que es llevar el Evangelio a todo el mundo.
Amén.
Él no quiere que seamos ociosos y sin fruto.
Amén.
He doesn't want for us to be barren. Something barren is without life,
sí,
without fruit, useless,
yes,
good for nothing. He doesn't want that for your life. And if you find yourself in that place where you look and you say, well, my life is really just okay. I mean, it's nothing happening here and there. I'm just here. God has more for you. He says, if those things are not happening, if you lack these things, he says in verse 9, you are blind and you cannot see afar off. And you have forgotten that he has purged you from your old sins.
Amen. Yes.
Now here we go. This is what the Lord laid in my heart. It was from this verse. He said, in the moments that we see our life in failure, barren, dry, with nothing going on, cuando miramos nuestra vida seca, vacía, sin fruto,
amen,
y donde decimos el mensaje no funciona para mí, no es el mensaje que dejó de funcionar. Es que se nos olvidó.
Yes.
Es que hemos quedado ciegos.
Sí.
Y no podemos ver muy lejos.
Amén.
Y hemos olvidado que Él nos perdonó nuestros pecados,
yes,
antiguos.
Yes, Lord.
You see, when you are barren, dry, when you come to that place and that you say, this message doesn't work for me. It's not happening for me. It's not the message. It's you.
Yes.
You've become blind. You can't see very far.
Amen.
And you forgot. You simply forgot that your old sins have been forgiven. You forgot the most basic thing of Christianity.
See.
That he forgave you.
Man.
And if you come back to the place where he forgave you, you will once again see. And you will once again regain the victory and the life more abundant that he's designed for you.
Hallelujah.
You forgot.
Man.
Peter said, I'm here to stir you into remembrance. Peter said, I'm going to remind you as long as I'm in this tabernacle, in this body. The Lord had told him his time would come.
See.
And he knew his time was close.
Yeah.
And he says to the people, to the church, he says, I'm going to remind you for the rest of my days.
Hmm.
I'm going to remind you what he's done for you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And God has called us to remember,
Señor,
what he's done for us.
Hallelujah.
Remember the power of the cross. Remember what he there did for you.
See.
Remember.
Hallelujah.
Lift your eyes and see the salvation of the Lord.
See.
He's done great things for you.
Amen.
It works.
See.
You've just forgotten.
See, Señor.
Tonight I hope you can remember what he's done for you.
Amen. Yes.
Tonight I hope you can look back and remember,
hallelujah,
what he has done for you. He said, I'm not going to be negligent. This is not negligence. I'm reminding you. I'm reminding you. This is not just, oh, here again with the same thing. It's to remember. It's so easy to forget. It's so easy. And I'm not saying to forget like you completely, oh my God, he did that for me. I'm saying you moved your faith.
Man.
You moved your faith. Y el decir que se le olvidó no es que le estoy diciendo, wow, que usted diga, ah, caray, ¿a poco hizo eso por mí? Yo no sabía. No, sino que movimos nuestra fe. Olvidamos donde nuestra fe debía estar anclada. Pasa, sucede, sucederá. Pero el Señor ha diseñado la obra de la cruz para darnos vida en abundancia. See, the work of the cross was designed to give you life more abundantly. He died for you. He paid for your sin.
Amen.
He defeated the sin that you could not defeat.
Yes, Lord.
He did it for
Hallelujah.
You. He hung on that cross.
See.
On that mighty cross he hung.
Amen.
And he shed his life for yours.
See.
He was buried. They didn't take his life, but he laid
Hallelujah.
Down his
Amen.
Life.
Yes.
And on the third day, he rose again. He didn't defeat death in the grave, but he defeated death on the cross.
Yes, Jesus.
When he was laid on that tomb, he was already victorious.
Yes.
And he spent 3 days in the heart of the earth.
Yes, Lord.
And when he came out of that tomb, he didn't come out just by himself. But he cleared out that place where all those were held captive.
Amen.
And now he made a way for you and I to make it to heaven.
See.
He did it for you. He did it for me.
Amen, Lord.
He rose again.
Amen.
They rolled the that rock that was covering the tomb, not to let him out, but so that the people would see he wasn't there anymore. They didn't roll it away to let him get out because he was trapped, but they moved it so you and I could see he's no longer there. Death could not hold him, had no power over him. The gates of hell could not prevail against him.
Amen, Lord.
Because he was victorious on that cross.
Amen, Señor. Amen.
He thought of you.
Amen.
Heard somebody say, when that thief on the cross said, why don't you save yourself and save us? I mean, if you are the Son of God, if you have all that power you say you have, why don't you get down from here? See, that would have been a mighty show of his power. And I forget where I saw this, but he said he could have shown his power by getting off from the cross. But he chose to show us his power in a mightier way by getting out of the grave on the third day. A mightier way. By getting out of death.
Yes, Lord.
He could have gotten down, could have shown his power, but he thought of you. He thought of me.
Yes.
My sin needed to be paid for.
Amen.
And he paid it.
Amen.
He made a way for victory
yes.
for you and for me.
Amen.
Today I'm going to ask you to stand up. Le voy a pedir que se ponga en pie. And you know where you stand. But if you're there in any, or anywhere close to that place of saying, this isn't working, I'm not living as I should, this isn't happening, I want you to remember tonight what he's done for you. Remember how much he loves you. Just remember what he's done for you.
Amen.
When you fail, when you're on the ground, remember. He's forgiven you of your sins. Remember, there is life in him. Amen. You want to sing a song, Dad? Be in the presence of God for a few moments. Just thank him for what he's done for you. Just say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. If you find yourself failing, that's between you and God. But today, remember, let your heart be stirred by the presence of God. Tell him, God, I thank you for what you've done. Lord, minister to my life. Minister to my spirit. Help me to see what you've done for me, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Created me a clean heart. Spirit within me, and cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy and renew a right
Necesidad en esta noche, hermano. Le voy a invitar a que pase al frente y vamos a estar orando por usted. Vamos a creerle juntos al Señor, hermano. Yo creo, muchas veces pedimos al Señor cuando estamos enfermos y venimos con aquella fe de creerle a Dios, Señor, tú me puedes sanar. Pero así como está predicando Dani ahorita, hay muchas cosas que se requieren en nuestra vida, aparte de nuestra sanidad física. Necesitamos una vista, necesitamos ojos, necesitamos ungüento en nuestros ojos para poder mirar lo que Dios tiene, amén. Mirar el proceso en el cual Dios nos ha puesto, amén. Invito, hermano, si usted viene y usted hay convicción en su vida, hermano, de que usted necesita de Dios ahorita, invito que pase al frente. Dani, oras tú, todos, pase al frente, hermano. Si usted hay, quien usted hay necesidad, if you have necessity, please come into the front.
To
Gracias, poderoso Señor. Tu nombre, Señor, gracias. Gracias, Jesús. Gracias, Señor. En el nombre de Jesús.
Para gloria de tu nombre, Jesús. En el nombre.
ahorita lo voy a pisar y se lo voy a quebrar. Pues la hermana vino y me dijo, hermana, ¿qué buscas? ¿Qué anda buscando? Se me salió el jardín, le dije, aquí está, pero no quiero moverme. Lo que dice ella, mira hermana, aquí está. Por eso digo que gracias al Señor, digo, chicate, chiste.
Amén. Gracias, Señor.
What a mighty God we serve.
Yes, he is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Gracias, hermano Mauricio. Gracias por la invitación, hermanos. Gracias por abrir las puertas de su hogar. Confiamos en el Señor por lo que el Señor está haciendo. Yo creo que esta palabra que el Señor trajo para nosotros es mucho, muy importante, hermanos. Yo creo, yo necesitaba esto, hermanos, es bueno. It's a good stuff. Gracias al Señor por la vida de todos y cada uno de nosotros, hermanos, en Cristo. Todos somos importantes en el Señor, hermanos, y gracias a Dios por lo que el Señor está haciendo, hermanos. Estén orando por nosotros. Vienen muchas cosas, hermanos, durante los próximos meses, lo que el Señor va a estar haciendo. Vamos a estar entregando unas Biblias en Sinaloa, otras 80 Biblias más. Y ahorita ya con estas yo creo que le vamos a pegar a 200. Serían 200 Biblias ya con lo que se va a entregar, 200 ministros. Pero todo comienza, hermano, con un poquito de fe, hermano, y creyéndole a Dios y avanzando en esa fe, confiando en lo que Dios puede hacer, hermano. No es para nosotros, hermano. Dios nos ha dado de su gracia, y esto poquito, hermano, que podemos hacer, se hizo más grande. Dios hace de $3, de $5, de una Biblia, hace muchas. Amén. Y simplemente, hermano, es que estoy orando al Señor por los pastores, por los ministros que están recibiendo Biblias, hermano. Simplemente pensar, hermanos, entre quizás esos 200, hermanos, no sé cuántos haya que le van a creer a Dios y se van a parar de él y van a comenzar a predicar el mensaje, hermanos. ¿Cómo va a ser, hermano? Yo no sé, pero de algo estoy seguro: Dios va a hacer algo. Si Dios las envió, es por algo. Y su palabra no vuelve vacía. Siempre cumple el propósito por el cual es enviada. Y Dios es poderoso. Amén. Dios es grande y majestuoso, hermano, en poder. Si Él nos levantó a nosotros, si tuvo que traer a este pobre pecador, lo tuvo que traer de México para acá. Gloria a Dios por ello. Amén. Y ¿cuánto más, hermanos, por otros hermanos, lo que Dios puede hacer? Es muy importante, hermanos. Si Dios ha hecho grandes cosas en su vida, si Dios está haciendo grandes y poderosas obras en su corazón, hermano, confíen que Dios puede hacer lo mismo o mejor aún con alguien más. Solo hay que creerle a Dios, hermanos. Amén. Vamos a despedirnos, hermanos, y gracias al Señor por todo y nuevamente gracias a la familia. Amén.
Sí, hermano. ¿Puede Dani dar el testimonio que dio del hermano Elías cuando lo que dijo en la iglesia el otro día? Que el pastor Elías estaba triste que porque le habían platicado que ya no querían que el pastor fuera a predicar la palabra. Ajá. Pero después lo llamaron y lo invitaron. Sí. Es muy importante que oigan esto porque esto es un milagro de Dios.
Ah, sí. A ver, Dani, ¿te acuerdas?
Which one?
El hermano estuvo compartiendo muchas cosas con nosotros, el hermano Elías, ahora que estuvo acá. Y entre ellos, hermano, hubo un lugar donde lo sacaron. ¿Puedes hacerlo en inglés, mijo, por favor?
The brother that helps us with the trips to Mexico and the handing out the Bibles in Mexico, he was here with us over the holidays, and we were talking with him. He was sharing testimonies about what's happening there, and
he told us of a place where he had gone to preach years ago, and he was there constantly preaching. I'm talking deep in the mountains of Mexico. And all of a sudden they told him, you know what, we don't want you to keep coming, we don't believe what you're preaching, and we just don't want you, we don't want anything to do with you. So he packed up and he left, and years went by. And the Lord told him recently, go back to that place. And he went expecting a place of rejection, expecting a place where they don't want him. And to his surprise, he shows up to the church on Sunday, and they have a TV in the church, and they're watching SBS. So after he left, all these towns, they got internet access. And they were able to get SBN in their homes and their TVs. And a lot of people that go to church there are watching SBN in their homes, and on Sundays they go to church and they put on the service in Spanish and they have church like that. And him and his companion, they got there and they were amazed. And I asked, when they sent me the picture, I said, did you guys do that? And they're like, no, they've been doing this and we didn't know about it. We're surprised.
Yes.
And so that's one place they kicked him out. Another place he got kicked out of, it's a large church. It's at the base of the mountain range, so it's not too far there. It's like 2 hours from the city. This other place I'm talking is like 11 hours from the city. But they had good contact with that. It's a large ministry. I'm talking thousands of people go to that ministry. But somehow they lost that connection because of the message. But recently, the pastor's daughter had a quinceañera, which is like the sweet 16 in Mexico, and they invited all the Gomez brothers to go to the party. And they went, and they told us they had, you know, they get the goat and they kill it in front of everybody and they eat it. And they were there, and they brought the connection back. So, long story short, in May we're going to preach at that church. Torrance Nash is going to go with us to that church. He's going to preach, and I'm going to translate for him. But it's a church that has thousands of people that they reach. So, in Mexico, here we celebrate, the Passover week, right? Easter. There, they take it, they count the 50 days for Pentecost. And they have a Pentecost celebration. Yeah. So we're going to be there for that Pentecost celebration with them. And they're going to gather quite a lot of people there. And our plan was to be there one day. But the pastor said, no, I want you here for 2 days. He said, I want you to stay 2 days. So when we go, we're going to be there Friday and Saturday preaching with them. And this is another place that he thought, you know, it's done, it's over. But they invited them to go celebrate a birthday party, and the Lord opened up again that door.
Yes.
Which is good.
Yes.
And the new president in Mexico has been, he cares for the people that are living in very hard conditions. So he's repaving roads, he's helping the infrastructure, and he's getting internet to places where you wouldn't think there's internet. I mean, there's places that are, they don't have water in their house, but somehow there's internet. And that's pretty awesome, because that opens a new door and a new way for ministry. We're getting those little Roku devices, getting it to them so they can watch SBN. Last year I told you when I was there, we found a home where they do that. They got about 10 people that gather in that home. So we're expecting more of that to continue to happen in other places. So when the door was closed for a time, God's still working.
Yes.
You never know when you knock on that door again and it opens.
Yes.
So if it closed once, don't give up. Knock again.
Amen.
Might open.
Yes. Thank you, brothers. God bless you.